Well, my name's Terry Lee, and I was actually born in California, but I was a Navy brat. My mom's family was from South Carolina, and so that's where I ended up growing up. Growing up in a military home, we didn't stay in one place. My parents didn't go to church. But there was always, it seemed, an opportunity for me to get on the church bus. Even though my dad wasn't a believer, that church bus came by, I had to be on it. So I was probably about 5 years old, and I can remember, I think the church was about 20 minutes away. I can remember being at the front of the church, and I don't remember ever knowing Jesus. I don't remember that for the first 5 years I was a kid. But I remember that day. I don't remember it as a day on a calendar, but I remember that day. I remember being at the front, and I remember the pastor sharing about Jesus. And I remember them asking, does anybody want to know more about Jesus? I raised my hand, and I can see it like it was yesterday. We walked into a room back behind the sanctuary, and this lady knelt with me. And I can just remember her talking about, behold, I stand and knock at the door. And I remember John 3:16, which was the first Bible verse I ever learned. But I can remember, behold, I stand and knock. For some reason, that I just imagined he was literally knocking on my heart's door. And I thought, I have to let him in. You know, it just seems so like a symbol, but for a five-year-old kid, it made sense. And at that time, I didn't really have the nurturing and the growth that I needed, but anywhere, my mom, we always joke and say she was a gypsy. She always moved. We all constantly, you know, my parents separated. And God just always seemed to provide a church, whether I could walk, whether a neighbor would come and get me. So there was that. My early childhood was spent, you know, going to church and hearing more about Jesus, but not really living it. I didn't have the example. I didn't have, just couldn't get a hold of it. And as a child, I can always remember, I always felt like I was outside looking in, like I wasn't really a part, just different. As an adult, just recently, I figured out all this time why I felt so different, because we are different. We're a chosen people. We're His treasured people, and we don't belong here. So today, that makes sense. All my life, always feeling that I just wasn't a part or didn't belong. But my teenage years came, was going to church less and less, never had read the Bible all the way through, just didn't, you know, did the Sunday school lesson or the occasional, you know, when I would go to church. It was kind of more of a thing to do because my friends went, you know, I could get a ride or that kind of thing. And then leading on into my adulthood, getting married, having children, living the Christian life as if being a part of it. I went to church. I helped with the nursery. You know, I did all the things that I was supposed to do, but still hadn't quite fully committed. And it was September 6th of 2013 that God just had a valley. I had a valley to go through, and I still get so emotional about it, because he changed my life that day. I know that he saved me as a little girl, but he changed my life just barely 2 years ago. I knew when I was going through that time, I felt so alone. It was so dark. I felt betrayed. And I thought, God, why have you left me? He said, daughter, turn around. I haven't left you. And it was just, I just clung to him. And I thought, well, you know, I was old. But I had realized I had never read his word all the way through. Bits and pieces. You know, I had never learned the books of the Bible. Just even knowing the books. I couldn't tell you what's in the Old Testament or New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I knew that. And I just shared with this group just the other night. I didn't. If the pastor was preaching on something and he would say, turn in your Bibles to, I couldn't find it. And it was frustrating. And I thought, for, you know, 40 years, supposedly, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't know his word. I don't talk to him about every decision. So these last nearly 2 years have been a real growing experience for me. I made a commitment to really study and read his word. And I think I'd heard somewhere there's 35,000 promises in the Bible. And just beginning to read. And I knew, because I'm a planner, and I thought, I got to be a little organized. Because I'm not disciplined enough to read the word on my own. And God led me to a devotion book. I had looked that Christian bookstore up and down, paced probably nearly an hour, looking back and forth, and couldn't find one. And finally I said, you know, God, you got to help me. There it was. I had walked past that book, I don't know how many times, it was the only copy. And then it got to a point where I said, I can't wait for January 1st, because it's one of those books, you know. January 1, January 2. So I said, oh, Lord, please let December hurry, please. Because I couldn't wait. I was excited. I mean, you know, I was still reading. I was studying. I had some other independent books. I was excited to read God's Word. And so, January 1st, and I wrote it down. It was important to know I was starting this journey. And just reading through his word, one chapter at a time, one book at a time. Reading things that all my life I had heard, you know, not knowing where it generated from, like the writing on the wall. I'd heard that a million times, the writing on the wall. Well, that's a real thing. That really happened. And, you know, just different things and learning and studying. Learning about prayer, learning about where I was neglecting God in my life, learning where I was disobedient. One of the most important lessons I learned that why I wasn't right with him is because I hadn't forgiven other people. And I realized that was a huge stumbling block for me. And I can remember just praying that prayer, God, I release everybody. Everybody that I feel has ever hurt me or offended me or whatever selfish thing I feel was done to me, just in my state of wanting to be right with him. That was the most joyful time, was release. And, you know, occasionally something will creep up, you know, Satan's good at it. And that's actually one of my notes. Sorry, y'all. It was just points that I didn't want to forget. Satan always uses his old tricks. And in 2 Corinthians 2:11, it's specific. He uses desire, doubt, deception, and disobedience. And he used that my entire childhood. I worried, am I saved? I can't tell you how many times as a kid I went and rededicated my life. I can't tell you how many, because I was always afraid. Every time I would sin, I thought, oh, lost it again, you know. But these last couple of years, learning, and I had read a book that talked about a man going through the same thing. And he knew the word because he was reading it. But it was like he thought, it doesn't apply to me, and that's how I felt. You know, God really doesn't. I've just let him down so many times, you know. But this man's, he said he walked out of his backyard and he drove just a stake in his backyard. It's a stub, so it would stick up about that much. He said, every time I had those doubts, I would walk out and I would just stub my foot on that stub just to remind me God does love me. He views me through eyes of grace and mercy. He's a forgiving God and a loving God. He's never going to leave or forsake us. And just learning this past year and being here with all of you even, you know, what a blessing this has been. You know, we have a big church at home. But this, I can't tell you, this intimate setting and the Holy Spirit, we're so big, we're so spread out. They branch off and do different studies. It's rare on a Wednesday or a Sunday night that all of our believers are in one room like this. And this is awesome. This is awesome. And to watch you encourages us. And to watch what he's doing here. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. And we love y'all. And I've been hearing about you guys since last year. You know, they have shared about how wonderful you are and what you're doing here. And that has been, many people talk about it at home. And so I thank you for that. But I love the Lord. I'm just so thankful that we're free. You know, he said, we are free.
Thank you so much, Terry.